Halloween is one of the best times to watch some of our favourite scary films. From this...
Here's Johnny!
To this...
I want to tell you my secret now. I see dead people.
But where did scary films actually come from? And have you ever wondered why Dracula wears a cloak? Well, you can find out this Halloween at an event at the very spooky York Cemetery. Gavin Badley is a specialist in dark history and the macabre. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening this Halloween?
We thought it might be fun to do something on Halloween, as it fell on a Saturday, and the Chapel of Rest in York Cemetery, a wonderful Victorian setting, was available. So I thought I'd do something on the golden age of Gothic cinema. So the old black and white classics, and sort of lift the coffin lid a bit, as it were, on characters like Count Dracula, Frankenstein's monster, the Wolfman, and so forth, and just dig into, because of course what a lot of people think is comes from the original novels or is authentic folklore all comes from Hollywood. Most of what we think we know about vampires and werewolves comes from these black and white movies that you occasionally see screening in the afternoon on BBC Two. It's not going to be very formal. It's going to be, you know, hopefully a lot of fun, sort of spooky rather than scary. Talking about things like how they reflect the time, why they've been so long-lasting. There are very few characters that are that old, which we can still identify. And whenever they do surveys about sort of, you know, which are the most identifiable, iconic characters, then Count Dracula always comes up there. But why does he dress in an opera cloak, for example?
Looking at the setting a bit, you know, the setting of where it's going to be is going to be incredible. How is it all going to work and what's the feeling going to be like?
If you've not been to York Cemetery, then I recommend you arrive a bit early or allow some time afterwards, because it's just such a beautiful, peaceful, atmospheric place just to wander about. And the Chapel of Rest, it's Grade 2 listed, I understand. I mean, you can't top something like that, and I think it would be slightly disrespectful to try and do so. So we're not going to drape everything in, you know, Halloween bats or anything else. It's very much just the building itself. It's going to be, like I say, hopefully a fun atmosphere. I think there may be the odd sort of tingled spine, but more laughs.
If you want to go along, you can find out more by searching for Nightmares in Black and White on Facebook.